We've received messages from their spaceships. For a while, it came in as just a lot of jumbled noise.
And now, sir?
Well, since they first tried contact with us by radio, we've developed a language computer, a machine that breaks down any language to our own.
What's this all got to do with me?
I think it's about time you heard these recordings. You mind?
Mind? I'm anxious.
Welcome once again. It's another episode of Cheese Please. And of course, my name is Snarf Dude. Where's Moondog? Moondog? Laverne, what are you doing in the pit?
I came to bring you your phone messages.
Phone messages? We have a phone?
We have a phone.
Oh.
We have a whole switchboard.
Really?
You never come out to that part of the studio.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, I just know about the pit.
Once you're in the pit, that's it.
Oh, that's bad. Oh.
But here's your message.
Oh, let's see here. Oh, no. Moondog has a moonshoot fool. Laverne. You know, I can't really do the show by myself.
Yeah.
Laverne, come on, please, come on.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere.
Laverne,
please, Laverne.
No.
Please.
That's not in my job description.
Yes, but I'll pay you extra.
Ooh, okay.
Please?
Just this once.
Okay.
Just this once.
Okay, it's Snarf Dude and...
Laverne!
The Research Assistant, okay! We're gonna have a fun show this week. Let's see now. Let's take a look. We're going to take a look at 70s sci-fi in the cutting room floor. But right now, here's the Punch Brigade, and let's twist again right here on Cheese, Please.
Please, my good man.
Certainly, sir.
Now, there is a man-sized bite.
Cheese, please.
Found my locker and I found my classes. I lost my lunch and I broke my glasses.
That guy is huge.
That girl is wailing.
First day of school.
Like a minor niner,
waiting for the football team to prove that I'm.
called me Eddie.
This is me in grade 9, baby.
Here on Cheese Please with the Bare Naked Ladies in grade 9. And I'm Snarf Dude.
And I'm Laverne.
Moondog couldn't make it this week. He's got Mooshu flu. Oh, darn.
I feel so bad for him. The symptoms are awful.
Really? Tell me about them.
You break out in purple spots and your stomach swells up and your toes curl in.
Oh! Is there a cure for this?
Lots of bed rest.
Oh. Well, hopefully he'll get here next week.
I think he'll be back.
I tell you, the Bare Naked Ladies in grade 9. What were you like in grade 9, Laverne?
I was pretty geeky in grade 9. I was a pretty geeky gal.
Oh, really? How geeky were you?
Well, they thought I was a research assistant when I was in high school, so...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's kind of neat.
You know, the whole picture, the geeky glasses, the pencils stuck in the hair,
I noticed that. And to this day, you still have pencils stuck in your hair.
Yes.
How do you wash them?
I take them out then.
You take them out?
Yes.
How would I? I never would have thought of that. Okay. Okay. That was a bad joke.
That was pretty bad, Snarf Dude.
I know. I was rather geeky back in grade 9, too. Anyway, it's time for a new feature on Cheese Please, although he cannot be here to enjoy it. It's time for...
Moondog's A-Train Flashback.
And unfortunately, Moondog cannot be here for the A-Track flashback. It's a new feature. You know what happened, Laverne?
Okay, what happened?
Oh, I thought you were informed on this.
No.
You didn't get the memo.
I didn't get the memo. I didn't even know we were having an A-Track flashback.
Well...
I don't even know what an A-Track is.
You don't know what an A-Track is?
No.
It's that funny little cartridge that you would put into A-Track players from the 1970s. And what happens is, with, you know, it would play music, obviously, and Moondog's mom dug out a A-Track player. She lives on the island, you see, and she found it at a flea market or some darn thing. But what happens was, she mailed the A-Track player to him, and... all of a sudden, he starts collecting 8-tracks. And he wants to feature it in the show.
Okay, that sounds like a kind of cool idea.
So he did all the work, and I'm taking credit for it this week, I'm sorry to say. But the show must go on, as you know, so we'll give a spin to this. It's called I Heard It Through the Grapevine with Kimo Sabe, right here on Cheese Please. Thank you. Snarf dude here on Cheese Please. I bet Marvin Gaye's rolling in his grave if he ever heard that version, if I heard it through the grapevine. That's Kimo Sabe, and this is Snarf Dude, as I said, along with
Laverne,
the research assistant, because of the fact that Moondogs get some flu, and I hope he's sitting at home wondering who's replacing him. Well, hopefully, anyway, we'll tell him later. We'll tell him later, won't we, Laverne?
He's pretty irreplaceable, but I don't mind filling in a little bit.
Well, that's good.
Especially because you promised me that raise.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know, it's just... I can't do this show alone. I need someone. I need someone to be here with me.
I will be here with you.
Thank you. What's coming up next?
Coming up next, we've got the cutting room floor, where we're going to focus on 70s sci-fi.
That's kind of neat.
Yes, sci-fi back when you could still see the wires attached to the special effects.
Oh, that's low. But right now, we'll be right back.